Ah, what an honor.
Good, good, good to see you again once again.
Welcome home.
This morning, can I speak American English or British English?
Okay, go.
Which of them will you speak this morning? Okay, I will speak my own Ghanaian English so that I'll be safe. All right.
You're welcome.
Honestly, I miss you, brother.
I miss you too.
And then you are doing a great job.
Amen.
Healing the world, healing
Amen.
Ghana.
Amen.
And healing me in
Amen.
Particular.
Glory.
My home. Yes.
Glory.
So you are an icon.
Amen.
Honestly.
Amen.
So this morning, looking through life, researching on so many other things in life, looking at the men and women who were used by God, I have come to this conclusion that we have only 10 basic secrets to life. 10 basic secrets to life. So this morning, I want to pray and we'll begin to look into these 10 basic secrets of life. If you can apply these 10 basic secrets, you will be a successful man and a woman. Yes, Father, we thank you for the hour. You pray that you be in charge of this morning presentation. Yes, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 10 basic secrets to life.
Yes,
you call for men and women of integrity. They will share this secret with you. And look at the man Solomon put it in the book Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. And everyone will appreciate the fact that this man called Solomon is a man with wisdom. At least the world has acknowledged him. And he says something. The first basic secret to life, of human life, is that one, when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, it says, be, is that right? Am I on this? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 12 to 13. Ecclesiastes, yeah. Sorry, I think I'm getting my test. Okay. So the scripture clearly says that we need to fear God and keep his commandments. Just like being a citizen of a particular country, for you to live in peace with that nation, you must be able to obey the rules and regulations, that's the constitutions of that particular nation. When you read the book Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 2, the scripture says, be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them or making many books. Verse 13 says, now, here is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. When we fear the Lord and keep his commandments, at least it will give us a way how we treat one another, how we talk to our fellow human beings. In the world today, people are asking questions. Who are the Christians or who are the believers? Just basically how we maltreat and treat one another, our household, our friends, our families. Because anyone who fear God and keep his commandments, definitely that person would definitely treat others with some kind of respect and honor. This morning, we are living in a world where people can trust each other. In a basic issue is that we do not fear God and honor him. I think the text I'm struggling with this morning is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. It has laid emphasis on the fact that the first secret, basic secret of life is that all of us must fear God and honor him. Because every human being we see or we work with in this life, all of us are in the image of God. And we must respect them and honor them. In the world today, gossip, tribalism, favoritism has taken over. But anyone who fears God and honor him, such kind of lifestyle will be out of your system. You will embrace others. You will live in harmony. You will live as one community. You live as one people. My good brother, you know what integrates us as a human being? It's our heritage. Oneness, I can assure you, anywhere you go, even you see, even just Ghana, Ghana flag, the flag alone can give you hope that you are a citizen. Even the language that we speak, you feel, oh yes, now I've reached home. Our identity, our appearance, our culture also help us to understand that, hey, I belong to this society. And the basic secret of life, point number one, is that fear God. At least fear God and honor him, and your life will be transformed. Point number two is to trust God. In life, many thought that we can grow without challenges. Looking at life, some have gone through some horrible thing in life. They lost hope. They were shamed and disgraced. But the only source of hope in their life was that to trust in God. So when you read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 6, Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6, give us some great encouragement that for you to be a successful man and a woman, even in a business person in this life, even in your marriage or relationship with people, you must trust God. This morning, I don't know how your day will be. I don't know what you are really struggling with. But if you can trust God and put your hope on him, I can assure you that you have a better hope. That things will work. It said, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. When you trust in God, you place your hope in him, you will see success. You will see progress. You will understand the love of God in your life. The 10 secrets. Point number one, fear God and keep his commandment. Point number two, trust in God. Those who trust in the Lord have hope for tomorrow. Have hope that, oh, by God's grace, I shall make it. So today's failure doesn't discourage someone who is trusting in the Lord. Today, disappointment doesn't take hope from that person. Anyone trusting in God saying that, yes, my tomorrow will be better. My tomorrow will be better than yesterday. In the world today, what people fear is disappointment. In the world today, what people fear to make any action is that maybe I will fail. But my dear friends, even with God, when you fail, he say it is just a delay. Even with God, when you fail, he's saying that just wait for a while. I'm making a better plan for you. So whatever you are going through, whether shame or disgrace, disappointment, pains, sickness, you are not well, things are not going on well, you try this and that is not working, still trust in the Lord. There will be tomorrow. In the world today, people will celebrate across the globe are the men and women who have gone through life afflictions, pains. Sometimes they don't even see the sun. They are always there in a dark room, so disappointed. The marriage couldn't work. The business is not working. Nothing is working in the person's life. But as they trust in the Lord, trust in him for a breakthrough, one day, God will make a way. And among us, from where I'm coming from, as ever, we believe that no one suffer or die in his or her suffering. So the ever said that, the one who is suffering will not die in his or her suffering. This morning I can assure you that when you trust in the Lord, there's hope for tomorrow. When you trust in Almighty God, he will make a way for you. There's a lady who was a maid, that is to Abraham, Hagar. She went through a lot in the time that she was in the wilderness. So disappointed, the angel of the Lord came and provided even water for Hagar and her son, Ishmael. This morning, I pray that any trial you are going through, pain and disappointment, you lost hope, even water to drink, may God make a way in your life. May the Spirit of the Lord direct somebody to help you. Sometimes in time that you lost hope, but you are still trusting God, God in his wisdom will direct somebody to be your helper. I can assure you this morning, your solution to your problem is to trust in God. My dear brother, point number three, when you are thinking about basic secrets, or the 10 basic secrets of life. Point number three is to seek wisdom. When we seek wisdom, we'll be transformed. Wisdom brings some hope, transformation to people's life. Wisdom, go and seek wisdom from other people. How are they making it? How can I also do it? Sometimes some of the wisdom is that you must go for rehearsals. Some of the wisdom, you have to go and observe people. Some of the wisdom is that you have to look at how people dress. Please, we can't be successful if we are not going through any orientations. Orientation of life. Orientation of even how to talk. Orientation of how to appear in the stage. Seek wisdom and your life will be transformed. Even in your relationship, seek wisdom. Even in your day-to-day life, seek wisdom. Even in your educational life, seek wisdom. There are simple ways to do mathematics. Somebody can help you. There are simple ways to do that particular business, even writing of a book. Seek wisdom. Life comes through individual who are seeking wisdom. Life comes through in a meaningful way, through the individual who are seeking wisdom, asking questions, finding ways. When you read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, the beginning of wisdom is the beginning the fear of the Lord. Anyone who seek wisdom, you are seeking wisdom, knowledge from the Almighty God. We can be successful men and women without seeking wisdom. This morning, maybe the only reason why things are delayed in your life is that you are not seeking wisdom enough. The only thing that maybe the business is delaying, things are not working well, maybe you are not seeking wisdom enough. Surprisingly, my dear brother Fifi, most of us thought that getting a woman and marry is the conclusion of marriage. No, you must seek wisdom how you do it. Some of us think that opening a radio station or being a pastor is a conclusion you have done. No, seek wisdom. Seek how you can do it, how you can make it. Most of the time, evaluation is the key. Accept the father, the way I'm doing, maybe it's not going on well. That is wisdom. Let somebody guide, you can make it better. You can make it, you can do it this way. A small advice, little counsel of life, you will be a better person. Point number five, I think my time is running. I want to do it fast and go. Point number five is that the 10 basic principles of life is live with humility. In our world today, especially in Ghana, they can assure you that humility will take us far. Sometimes degree alone is not the way to be successful, but humility. Point number four mean live with a humility. Because in Malachi chapter 6, verse number 8, also encourages us to practice humility. Humility will take us far. Humility doesn't mean you are timid. Humility doesn't mean that you are just leaky boots. Humility doesn't mean that you are only there as a doormat. We must seek humility. No matter who you are, whatever you want to be in life, humility is the key. And the point number four is that love God and others. Love God and others. Point number five, love God and others. There's no way you can be a true believer. Somebody working in the same office, but you hate others. How can you say, I'm in love, but you hate your partner? Now in the world today, our greatest enemy, people see their enemy, their partner as their enemies. Some see their wife as their enemy. They gossip and destroy them. Please, if you want to live a simple life, please practice how to love God and others. In Matthew 23, 37, 40 says, encouraging us to love one another. Loving people help our relationship to work better. Today, I can assure you that when you love God, automatically you love others as well. Point number six, cultivate gratitude. Cultivate the spirit of gratitude. always be thankful. Always appreciate life. Like Fifi is saying this morning, that call. Thank God that you even have a boyfriend. Thank God that at least you have somewhere to go every morning. You have a job to do. Thank God that you can even sell that cocoa this morning. Thank God that you can even sell coconut water. Thank God you can do something. You can move that trotro today. There are people waiting to get or to board into that car. Please, gratitude is a key to be a successful person. The 10 basic secrets to life. Point number 6, gratitude. Cultivate gratitude. Every day, just a testimony, say, I'm grateful to you. In my life, whilst schooling some years back, a preacher came that the only way for you to be successful is to look back, introspection. Look back and see the caliber of people who help you up to this far. So Fifi and Mikael, I'm always grateful to you. The encouragement. Pastor, do it this way. Say it this way. I am grateful to all of you. We are grateful to God for building us or establishing us in this country called Ghana. We have peace. We can move around. Nobody check our identity, our passport before we move around Ghana. We are not going from one region to another. People have to check your identity, Ghana card. We move freely. We are grateful to God for a peaceful nation. For you to be successful, the secret to a beautiful life, the secret of stress-free life is to cultivate gratitude. Gratitudes are very important. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 encourages believers to give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. And that will help you to navigate through life. When you thank God in your challenges, like Job, like many, as you're in your sick bed, appreciate and thank God for life. Definitely, He will help you through your life challenges also. Point number 7. This morning we are saying, persevere in faith. Faith is the key. The book Hebrews chapter 11 talk about faith. When we have faith, we have everything. Faith in God is a way to become better tomorrow, better person. Faith. Many lack faith. That's why jealousy set in. If you don't have faith, you practice jealousy and hatred. Faith alone in the Lord that my tomorrow will be better will transform your life, will reduce that anxiety, will reduce that competition. People kill others because they don't have faith that they have a better tomorrow. People destroy others for position because they don't have hope and faith that they can also be better Christians. So, brothers and sisters, I can encourage you this morning that if you begin to practice faith, read Hebrews chapter 11. Look at the men and the women that God used in the past. What sustained them in their journey was faith and faith alone. Point number 8, seek forgiveness and forgiveness only. Point number 8, if you want to be a successful person, to live in this secret, the 10 basic secrets of life, you might be willing to seek forgiveness. Always forgive others, forgive yourself. In psychology, we say that don't add up your problem. Don't compile the issue. As you are alive today, some people at age 60, but they still hate somebody 10 years, 20 years ago. Some at age 10, they still hate somebody at age 0. Oh, what a life it is. Forgive. Seek forgiveness. Because if you don't forgive others, God will also not help you. In the book of Proverbs says, if you don't confess our sin, we can't prosper. We will not see prosperity. Forgive others and live a free life. That point number 8. Because Matthew chapter 6, 14 and 15 also encourages us to live in the spirit, in a relationship of forgiving others. I am told the center where we can practice forgiveness every day is marriage. So if you're married, there's no spirit of forgiveness, please think about it again. Your partner says, for this one, I will never forgive you. Even when Jesus can cry, I won't forgive you. No, that person needs a repentance. He needs to listen to Honorable Fifi. He needs the word of God. You need to listen to Joy FM, morning devotion to be transformed. In marriage, in workplaces, forgiveness is a key, is a solution to successful life. This morning, we are talking about the 10 basic secrets to life. If you want to live a life of joy, a life of peace, practice this one. Seek forgiveness. try and live in a simple way with others. Point number nine, live with integrity. Live with integrity. Living with integrity brings sort of hope. It brings some legacy. It brings some heritage. Your children will celebrate you. Will inherit that one in the next years to come. And I'm told that the life we live today, our children will grow and will hear. And they will even read about who you are. So Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, saying, we must live with integrity. Integrity gives you hope. Integrity positions you to a higher height. At least when they are looking into your record, integrity is one of the way to do that one. My last point this morning is talking about to seek internal peace. Anyone who wants to walk with God, the 10 basic secrets of life, you must seek peace. Peace. The Bible says, seek peace with all men. Without peace, no one can see God. Without it, please, you must seek peace at all times. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 3 also encourages us to seek for internal peace. Be peaceful within yourself. Encourage yourself that I'm a better person. It is well with me. My dear friend, my dear listener this morning, I don't know where you are and what you are going through, but if you want to begin life in this new month, today is 2nd October. Practice the 10 basic secrets of life. You must fear God and honor Him. You must seek God. You must be willing to do your part. At least forgive others. Reason why people are killing, poison, is about hatred. We don't forgive others in every aspect of our life, in every organization, anywhere. Try and forgive others. I pray God has brought me to you this morning. And I believe somebody will be touched, somebody will be blessed this morning. I appreciate you. May the Lord bless each one of us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Sir. Thank you for this great delivery, of course, to kickstart this blessed month. 10 basic secrets of life. And I'm sure you jotted them down. One, fear God. And of course, honor Him. Two, trust in God. Three, seek wisdom. Four, live with humility. Five, love God and others. Six, cultivate the spirit of gratitude. Seven, persevere in faith. Eight, seek forgiveness. Nine, live with integrity. And 10, seek internal peace. Right. I hope I captured them very well. Good news is this. You can always play it back when you go to our page on Facebook or on X in case you just woke up. This has been Pastor Dr. Samuel Dogbato, of course, he's a pastor at Adenta East District, of course, SDU Church. This is the word of God for you. And what do we say to him? God bless you, Papa Sofu. Thank you for sharing this to inspire all of us. Is there anything happening in church we should know about and be a part of?
Sure. Yes. We are celebrating our 30th anniversary at All Nations.
Mm.
So this month is full of celebration.
Okay.
This Saturday we have one of our own, but he lives in Switzerland, Pastor Dr. Francis Ajekum. He'll be preaching to us.
Okay.
Talking about anniversary, 30th anniversary.
Wow.
What a privilege.
Indeed.
To establish a church in this busy Accra. 30 good years.
Wow. Three
All
decades.
Nations Seventh-day Adventist Church. And as Adenta is, we're also preparing towards the end of the year, full of activities, full of harvest, and a lot. Fifi, there's a young man who helped me in U.S., Ohio. His name is Henry Kankam. Very humble.
Right.
And he is studying mathematics in Ohio. And then I can assure you, God has blessed our nation, Ghana. We have young people, we have men and women who are full of wisdom. And I believe they are practicing these 10 principles, these 10 secrets. When you fear God and you seek Him, seek wisdom, you have a better tomorrow. You have a better future, honestly.
Where is church located? How do we contact you? Is there any number you want to put out there or email address or, you know, any link?
Okay. So for now, our church, when you go to All Nations Seventh-day Adventist Church, you can get it online, All Nations Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
It's on Facebook. You can see most of our activities right there.
All right.
And probably my own contact, because I'm also a counselor, and also help in many areas of life.
Right.
We deal with the practicality of life.
Right.
We talk about crisis counseling, individual counseling. If you want counseling, we can help.
Okay.
Yes. So,
you can put your number out there.
Yes, 024-069-5059. 024-069-5059.
Okay.
Yeah, life is beautiful when you practice these 10 things in life.
Indeed.
The 10 basic secrets.
Indeed.
Papa, you'll be free.
I hear you, Papa.
Thank you.
So, the number again is 024-069-5059. Okay, that's a number you can reach Pastor Dr. Samuel Dogbeto on in case you want counseling or you want to speak to a man of God. Well, thank you again. God bless you.